Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. As always, please like, share, subscribe, support. Please continue to send me a prayer request. You know, I always ask for your prayer requests in part because, you know, somebody's going through something. Somebody has an issue they need to deal with. Somebody has something they need to just get off their chest. I know I talk a lot about how a Christian is supposed to act and what we're supposed to believe, but this is all a process. And I don't want to ever get the message confused. You know, we are all imperfect. We are all human and we are all flawed. So we are all going to make mistakes and we're going to repeat certain mistakes. And it may take years for us to remove certain issues and defects to improve upon who we are. But God is faithful and God is patient. Time is nothing to God. He can use you if you're 60, even if you've known him since you were 20. If it takes that long, by his grace, he can still use you and he will. The Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Nevertheless, God is the God of all of us. So it doesn't matter where we come from. It doesn't matter what we thought we knew. It doesn't matter where we're at in our walk. We're all imperfect, and he is still our God. You know, when Jesus first met Peter, and Peter was told where to throw his net to fish, he ended up catching a whole bunch of fish, and it was a miracle, and it was a sign of increase and everything. You know, Peter says to Jesus, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." And all Jesus says is, "Come follow me, and I'll make you fisher of men." It doesn't matter where we're at, even though sometimes we look at ourselves and we devalue ourselves and we say, "Oh, I'm still dealing with this," or "I'm still struggling and dealing with that." That's not the point. The point is never to focus on our shortcomings. The point is to focus on Jesus. And through that, we will eventually overcome our shortcomings. And that takes time. And that's okay that it takes time. So whenever you listen to me, I'm not saying anything with the intention of you need to be this now. I'm not judging you if you don't necessarily believe a certain thing I say, or if you feel like something doesn't apply to you or that you can't live up to it. When I tell you what the Bible says and I give you the biblical perspective, it's just so that you know the truth and that you are informed of what God is leading us to be. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be this immediately. Now, obviously, there are some things that you should not do once you become saved, or it should not be an issue for you any longer if you've been saved for a while. There are obvious things. The Apostle Paul, for example, was a violent murderer before he became saved. Obviously, don't harm nobody anymore. Otherwise, you'll be in jail anyway. But if you're someone who has an addiction of any kind, you're dealing with an addiction, those take time to get free from, and I understand that. I'm not going to expect somebody who is addicted to alcohol to immediately just be able to go cold turkey and never feel tempted or want to have a drink again. Now, by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, that is actually possible. But that does not mean that it will apply to every person who gets sober and gives their life to God or is a Christian and dealing with their sobriety. There are those who have said that once they gave their life to God, they never want to have a drink again. There are those who said that they still struggle with it a little bit. And both are okay. God deals with everyone on an individual basis. And it doesn't mean it has to be something as big as an addiction issue or anything like that. It could be something that's considered smaller or minute. All sin is sin. There's no difference. It's all sin and wrong in God's eyes. However, we shouldn't minimize it, or we shouldn't look at it differently and think, "Oh, it's okay that I do this versus it's okay that I don't do that." No. And we also shouldn't feel discouraged that we still have to struggle or deal with certain things that may seem small in the eyes of other people. My story is not your story, and it never will be. So because I deal with dishonesty or trust issues and you don't, that doesn't mean that I should feel bad about myself or you should feel better about yourself. We are called to all uplift one another and to pray for one another and to be a support and a brother or a sister for one another. That is the faith. That is what we believe in. We're supposed to stand in together as one body. You know, I said time is nothing to God. And yet throughout the Bible, which is one thing I really love about the Bible, is that it shows just how much certain things take time to develop when it comes to our walk with God, when it comes to how things are done and established. You know, the apostles walked with Jesus for a few years and they still made mistakes. They saw him walk on water and they still had trouble believing that he was the Messiah. They saw him feed the 5,000 and all they were concerned was, did we not bring enough food after he fed the 5,000? And then when he fed the 4,000, there were still issues and still things that they did not believe and fully understand yet. And that's okay. Jesus even went so far as to tell Peter that you are going to deny me. And he did. But he was still forgiven and he was still called a brother in the faith and still loved and still allowed to become the person that he would ultimately end up becoming in the faith. We have to stop looking at our shortcomings and think that we are never going to be able to overcome them, or that because we're still making them, we're not as important or as good as somebody else. We're not looked at that way in the eyes of God. We are all individually loved and adored and admired by him. Progress, no matter how small, is never a bad thing. And that's all that matters, is that you are continuing to make progress. And that's all determined by how much you look to God and you rely on his strength and on his grace and believe in the freedom that he gave you, as opposed to being stuck in your own mess. See, that's the thing that we have to keep in mind. It's to follow him. When Jesus came in the New Testament, he said it all the time, follow me, look to me, come to me. In the Old Testament, it was look to God. It was follow his law, follow the prophets who were leading people to God. The point has always been to look to God, no matter what's going on, and he is your salvation. This is how the enemy comes and tricks us to try and keep us stuck in wherever we are stuck in. We end up focusing on the sin more than the one who freed us from sin. This is why after Jesus had risen from the dead, he had to send people to find his disciples and even mention Peter by name to remind them that, hey, I'm here, I'm back, it's okay. We all deal with things. Nobody is perfect. And it doesn't mean that the way you are right now means this will be the way you will be forever. You will change. You will become stronger in the faith. You will be free from those things that you deal with in time. The way you look now will not be the same you look a year, 2 years, 3 years, however many years from now. Progress will happen, even if it seems like it's a little progress. You will not become stagnant and stay in the same place that you are. So don't look at the guy who's behind the microphone right now and think that he has it all figured out. Don't look at others who you know and think that they're in a better place than you are and that you'll never get there. No, your relationship with God is your relationship with God, and you just need to keep looking to him. He will bring you out of whatever it is you are in, and he will deliver you and take you places you've never been before. But that's all for today. Please send me a prayer request, and as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are patient and that you will hold our hand and walk with us for as long as we are on this earth seeking you, Father. Even if it takes years, Lord God, we thank you that you don't get impatient, you don't get frustrated with us, but you stay steady and that your mercy endures forever, Father. I just pray, Lord God, that we continually grow with you, Father, and that we no longer be hard on ourselves, but that we look to you, Father, that we stop looking at our issues, at our problems, and that we look to you, for you delivered us from all those things, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.